It's MJ99, aka the original ain't shit nigga, and you listen to the most bullshit, fucked up podcast in the fucking world that I fuck with, the Frocast. I'm out.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website in the world, Craig. This is the Frocast episode 171. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Bitch, you guessed. I'm sitting there with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. I'm sitting here, I'm in here to build my dog, Saul Wright, man, for the 171st time. You know, we in the building, man.
You know what? I got to give myself the early winner this week. So the other day I'm fucking around. You know, black people don't pull off until we get our music playing in the car. It's just a requirement. We got to get the sound set. And I hit the media button and it went to satellite. Now, my truck has satellite in it when I bought it, but I ain't never checked it. I actually have satellite. Like, it's already on.
Damn.
So I got I was listening to Backspin, and I was listening to Shade 45, which is only good in the morning when Sway is on. Because I listened to it the other day in the afternoon, that shit's trash.
Yeah, you got to listen to 44 in the afternoon because Torrey holds it down.
Okay, so 44, 45, and 46 are the stations.
Yes.
Okay.
46 the Heat, where they play like all the, you know, they sense, you know, that's the fact that the family, you know, they play more R&B on there. You get some. You get a more mixture with 47 with the Heat. You get the rap, you get the R&B. It's more like a radio station, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up. So I'm my early winner this week just because I had that shit and I didn't know.
The 40s were all the good music in, man.
So Sirius has it all broken down into sections. So you could switch the stations and not, it's not like regular radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Country surrounding rock, surrounding hip hop.
Like that. Like the 80s music is like channel 8, 90s music is channel 9, you know, some shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? Then they got like the 44 is Hip Hop Nation, 45 Shade 45, 46 is Backspin, 47 is the Heat, 48 might be like the R&B, like, you know, music soul child shit like that. 49 might be the older music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, 40s where you want to stay at. Then you got sports in the 80s, comedies in the 90s and the news, you know, stuff like
that. Hey man, you know, we got to show you what love, man. I appreciate that nigga Germ. He always put me on the shit because I am the old nigga on the crew, and I always get shit late. So I appreciate that, bro.
No problem, man. Just doing what I can, man. Doing what I can.
Good looking out, man. So nobody, you know, hear me rolling down the street and be like, "What are those?" That shit is fucking hilarious. That shit, you know, you don't watch wrestling, but that made it on wrestling this week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the one of the black tag teams, New Day, dude got knocked out outside the ring, and Big E jumped down on him. He said, "What are those?" I said, "God damn, that's good shit." But we way off track already. We got to talk about some music shit so we can get our goddamn checks.
Yep.
Your boy Meek Mill respond. Well, yes. Weak Mills? Is it Weak Mills now?
Yeah, Weak Thousand or something they call it. Thousand. You know, I've heard all kinds of stuff, man. Yeah, he responded. You know, he fired back at Drake. He fired back the day that we recorded the Frocast. So people, if we're late, we don't give a fuck. It's the Frocast. Our readers have heard it 300-500 times. So you're going to hear it 300-500 times.
Hey, that nigga Short T said that's all he need to hear is hear us talk about it. He don't care what nobody else talk about it.
Hey, that's what's up. Because we speak for the people. We ain't got no agendas, people. Nobody throwing no checks, so we can say what the fuck we want. And when we start having an agenda and we start getting that big money, then
we will absolutely sell out. We just want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
But what did you think about the diss track, the response?
I think if he would have dropped it after Charged Up, it might wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have flopped so bad. But he dropped it after Drake dropped Back to Back, which was so dope, you know what I'm saying? And it was just, you know what I'm saying, it was just so calculated. And when he dropped that one, it didn't have that same oomph. It didn't give me, you know, like, if he would drop that after Charged Up, I'm like, okay, all right, you know, we might let it slide. But he had too much time to come up with that weak of a response in a week.
Not only that, Drake hit you with the combo.
Yeah.
Drake talked about your rapping style. He talked about how corny you was. You were the weak in all forms. He talked about you weak in all forms. All you got is that you write your rhymes.
Yes.
So your response was the same thing that started the goddamn diss. Mm. Now, he dropped some, I don't know if I call them bars, anything that Meek says, I don't know if I call them bars.
But he dropped a couple of zingers.
It's a couple of zingers, but it's no, like, it I feel like you gotta have quotables, right?
Yes. Drake got quotables. He did, when he performed the back-to-back at the OVO Fest, he had a crowd with just energy, and the shit was crazy. And I mean, then he had the memes on the screen, so they even made it like Drake was just like riding on that nigga, man. It was just like, that was the victory lap. And you know what I'm saying? It's allegedly, rumor has it, it's supposed to be a three-peat dropping.
Oh my God. Yeah, at this point, at this point, he's bullying.
Yeah. At this point, this is really, I really think, if Drake drops a three-peat and this is good as back-to-back, it's over. It's over. Like, Meek Mill, like, he has to be dropped from MMG. Nicki Minaj really needs to break up with him, because I see it's on the blog. And you know what I'm saying? She really, like according to the blogs, you know, the chatty patties, they saying she distancing herself from him because he came so weak and she can't be like that. So, you know.
It's bad news. He mentioned some good shit. It was just like you said, it was too late. You mentioned Puffy slapping the shit out of you. You weren't tough then. Allegedly, somebody pissed on your crew. You know, somebody on T.I.'s crew pissed on you.
Yeah, KP, so, yeah.
Like, hey, you mentioned some good shit, but you waited. And I've actually heard more people on the internets giving out better disses than Meek did. And they ain't got shit to do with the beef. They just got bars.
Hey, Meek did release a verse, a little 30-second snippet that made it onto the interwebs the other day. He dissed Drake in. But you barely can understand Meek when he's rapping on a track that's been mixed and mastered. Mm-hmm. I definitely couldn't understand you on no concert microphone. He was like, I was just like, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? He said he's going to give him a wedgie when he see him. A wedgie, Meek Mill? That's the best you could come up with? A wedgie. Not the broad, not nigga from Philly, no cheesesteak, Rocky, Liberty Bell, you know what I'm saying? You know, not no fucking wedgie? A wedgie? Come on, sorry. What are we, 13? Sandlot? Come on, man.
He could have, like, you just referenced Rocky. He could have did a whole diss track to the Rocky, on the Rocky movies with the Rocky theme in the background, and it would have been dope. Yeah, you could have went all the fuck in, you know, Meek.
That shit would have been raw.
Shit would have been dope as fuck. But instead, you used the Undertaker's music and fucked it up.
Yes.
And not only that, in your diss track, you had like 45 seconds to a minute of recorded other shit.
Yeah.
So you got that nigga Quincy's vocals in there. You got some other radio interview and some shit in there. Say what?
Yeah. Quentin Miller vocals. You got Puffy on that type of shit. So you had to go employ people to get on your track. You know what I'm saying? To make it, you know, come on, man. No, man. You can't fight your own battles, man. We just gave Meek Mill an idea, man. If he rapped to the Rocky beat, bro, hey, we suing his ass off.
Checks. We want checks, goddamn. Matter of fact, if he does it, we his ghostwriters.
Exactly.
And we want our goddamn money and our credit. Mm-hmm. Just saying, you motherfucker. Other music news. I really don't even feel like talking about this shit, but I feel like we're supposed to. Dr. Dre is coming out with an album.
It's Detox.
Not Detox. It's not Detox.
Not Detox.
Wait, it's not Detox.
We've been waiting.
But it's not Detox.
It's all right. Come on, man. I've been hearing about Detox since I was 8 years old.
It's not Detox. On. This one is called Compton, the soundtrack.
Compton, the soundtrack.
Yeah. So I guess he's trying to pair this up with the movie.
Opportunists.
But even worse.
When is it dropping?
Yeah, who knows? Even worse, I think it's supposed to be August 7th or some bullshit.
But it's like tomorrow? That's
allegedly.
Day.
When they listen to this, it's supposed to be out. Allegedly. Yeah. This is the weird shit that I get. Now, you got John Connor on there. John Connor's dope. We talked about him on the broadcast before.
Okay.
But Eminem is part of it.
He's from Compton.
Eminem from Compton, are you honorary?
Yes. Like, Kyle, look, nothing screams more Compton than Eminem, but go ahead.
So, you got Eminem and John Connor. Eminem has been allegedly called, considered, like, even on, so apparently NWA is going to do another album or tour, some other bullshit, and Eminem is the other member.
Wow.
That allegedly. Now, you know, if Sorry said it, it's probably not true, but that's what I heard.
So do they have to change the name of the group? I mean.
Exactly. Like, what are you going to do where Eminem is saying nigga on stage?
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Or just he's going to refrain from that? Like,
or does he get a pass? Does Eminem get a pass?
I don't know. But I heard some rapper in Detroit. This was on Instagram today. Some rapper in Detroit got robbed the other day, and the person went through his phone, and he had gay pictures of him and dudes and stuff in his phone. And they said if they didn't get 10 bands, they're going to release who it was. So, you know, that's just fresh off the presses. This was yesterday. So, who knows? But anyway, getting back to Eminem, he does not get a pass. I don't know why. Why would they put N.W.A., I mean, Eminem in N.W.A.? That just doesn't make sense.
And you have to, you know, fix my memory because you all on this hip-hop shit. My memory is short. I was listening to another interview the other day, and they were saying how Snoop Dogg was part of N.W.A. Mm. I don't remember that happening.
It must have been talks. I don't know. I don't remember that either.
Because, like, by the time Snoop came around, everybody was doing their own shit.
Yeah, because Dre left N.W.A. to start the Death Row.
Exactly. Exactly. And let me say, not everybody was doing their own shit. The niggas that were viable in the group were doing their own shit. Some of them niggas fell off. But the niggas that were still around was doing their shit. Now, I remember Snoop. As a matter of fact, Snoop was on the track with Dre dissing Easy.
Yeah.
So you wasn't part of N.W.A. because this shit was broke up and they were feuding.
So they must have was going to do this. They must have going to redo the group or something. And they must have did like a reunion and it was just like Dre, Ice Cube, and Snoop or something.
Nigga, Snoop was talking about how he was honored to be part of N.W.A. Damn. I don't remember this shit.
Hey, anybody that listen to this, let us know. Correct us. Let us know when this happened. Short T, Be Easy. I'm sure he's going to post an article. And like, well, actually, it was...
It'll be a GIF first and then an article. Yeah.
He said that we give it to Rolling Eyes. Like, I posted this on the site.
That's probably exactly how it's going to go. Like, verbatim.
He's posted a link to the article Snoop's in N.W.A.
I really don't... Because they were beefing. And even in the interview, Snoop was talking about how he rolled with Dre on it because that's the nigga who put him on. So that's what he was going to do. But he admired Easy. So how are you part of the N.W.A. if you was beefing with the nigga and he passed? I don't know, man. Like I said, my memory ain't the best, but I don't remember that shit at all.
Google it real quick. I'm Googling. Fuck it.
But what do you think about Dre dropping this album instead of it being Detox and being Compton?
Oh, man. I just I don't know, man. I just don't feel I don't know. And I think he was supposed to be in a biopic, man. I don't know. That's what that meant. He was in the movie.
Oh, Snoop?
Snoop, that's probably what he meant, because I googled Snoop and N.W.A. and I was talking about how he was honored to be in the biopic.
Oh, okay. But then even why was he in there unless they talk about the beef? This movie gonna be long as fuck. But unless they're talking about the beef, why would he even be in the movie?
I don't know. It's all right. He wasn't around during N.W.A.'s heyday. I mean,
right. All I know is I'm gonna see the movie.
Well, I guess because of the beef shit. It's got to be because when Dre left, they got to put that part in it. So, yeah, maybe that's when he came in it.
I guess so. Old ass Snoop going to be in there. I know Ice Cube's son looked just like that nigga. They look like twins.
He better be. That's what my uncle used to say. They like, oh, your son look just like you. He's like, he better. Like, you
know. Yeah, he can't deny that motherfucker. Ain't what the old people say. You can't deny that one. That's all you. But I'm definitely going to see the movie.
Right out.
Right. You spit that one out. He ain't got none of you in him. But I do want to see the movie. I don't know about the soundtrack. And I think the dichotomy of this whole situation is that we just got on Drake for ghostwriting. Then we gave Drake a pass for killing Meek Mills, whether he wrote the shit or not. But Dr. Dre is not a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
So somebody's writing his shit. Eazy-E is not a rapper. Somebody wrote his shit.
Yeah.
So why is it cool for them if it's not cool for Drake? Or any other rapper for that matter.
Hey man, that's the contradictory story that's alive in hip hop always. Like, you know, old school niggas act like they ain't never had no buffoonery going on in their times. Like all the rap was conscious and it meant something. And no, we had motherfucking fun songs and shit back in the day. Just like we ain't have as much garbage, but you know, well, the forefront because that's what they push. It's still good music out there. You just gotta find it. But old heads act like there wasn't no trash back in the day. You still had a rapping Duke.
Oh my God. I was just about to say the same nigga, bro.
Yeah.
The same nigga.
That shit fucking, I mean, come on, man. Dude rapped in a fucking cowboy voice like John.
Da-ha, da-ha, da-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Come on, man.
and we had some rap that wasn't like even Run DMC, for all the credit you want to give them, they cut a lot of goofy ass songs. Mm-hmm. Will Smith made an entire career out of goofy ass songs.
Girls in the world ain't nothing but trouble.
I mean, right, the whole shit. We was like, oh, no, really?
Just don't understand. Me too.
I was listening to when I was listening to Backspin the other day, they played an old LL Cool J cut, and I don't remember the song. But he was saying, matter of fact, now I remember, it was Cars Drive By with the Boomin' Systems.
Yeah.
And he talked about how on that song he was fronting and he didn't care. We gave that shit a pass too.
Yeah, they're fronting.
Yeah, niggas are fronting. I don't even care. Like, that was cool then. But for some reason, we like to act brand new when it comes to hip hop. Yeah, everybody was conscious. Farside wasn't conscious, nigga. Stop it. She Keeps On Passing Me By wasn't conscious. And I always refer to Nice and Smooth because that's the most non-conscious fun group ever. Fun. Kid and Play. This shit's not conscious. Shit's not conscious, but you know, y'all want to act brand new with this shit. I just think it's funny how we pivot on the issue. You know what I'm saying? One minute you got to be real, the next minute it's okay to be talking about, I wish I was a little bit taller. You know, y'all want to act like MC Hammer didn't happen.
Oh, Vanilla Ice didn't happen.
Vanilla Ice didn't happen. Fuck you. I know that whole album.
Good Vibrations.
Okay, now I wouldn't go that far.
You ain't like Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch song?
Nah, man. I never liked that song.
Good Vibrations.
I never liked it. It's one of the songs like him, CNC Music Factory. I hate everything that motherfuckers put out.
We had to do a dance routine and fucking Pete in seventh grade off that CNC Music Factory song. Oh my God.
I hate that shit.
And then it was like the teacher, man, she got, God bless her heart, man. She was an old stiff white lady, so the moves was real awkward. And we were just like, you know, motherfuckers started doing electric slide out there on the shit. You know, black, we remix her shit.
Yeah.
She was just like, you had that little one group of cool kids start doing the new electric slide where you can kind of stand in one little spot and do that shit. Yeah. And you ain't got to move and shit. But yeah, man, that shit was wild, man. Yeah. CNC Music Factory, goddamn.
I didn't like a lot of that shit. But, you know, I did know Vanilla Ice whole album to the extreme. I know that whole goddamn album. And I play it live. Like, who gives a fuck? I don't know. It's just weird when people talk about this shit. We start talking about Dr. Dre.
Alex Keaton, man. The black Alex Keaton,
bro.
It's all right.
that might be my new AK, dog. Can't believe that nigga Easy would find the clip, motherfucker.
Hey, glad we got it right though. But yeah, I heard Dre was scrapping Detox because it wasn't good. Like, I just, when I was like, how could you have so many years? I mean, like, oh, I just.
You've been producing for 30 years.
Yeah, you did us dirty on this one, Dre, man.
Like, you could have at least called it Detox.
Exactly.
But I guess he felt like the name was so old that he just needed to change it up.
Yeah.
So now it's Compton, a soundtrack.
Probably the same music.
Is Dr. Dre. Is he still living in Compton?
Hell no. He's as far away from Compton as possible.
So how is this possible? Again, why are we giving him a pass on Compton the soundtrack?
Because he's from Compton. He can do that. But, you know, he's synonymous with Compton. We think of Compton, you think Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and Kendrick Lamar. And the game, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
But he left when he was 21? Is that safe to say?
I was in Compton until he was about 26, 25.
But he's 50.
So he's been gone from Compton a long time.
Yeah. He's been gone from Compton almost as long as he was in Compton.
Honestly, that's 90. He probably left Compton in probably 93.
The nigga's 50.
Yeah, so 93. So yeah, we.
So you're 20 years removed from Compton. How are you still making a Compton soundtrack?
It just coincides with the movie. So right? It's an opportunist. It's an opportunist movie, man.
I guess. Like, if you wanted to get on that, you should have just done the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, done the actual soundtrack. But whatever. I don't know.
It should be all Compton niggas on the album, though. I mean, at least if you're going to have Compton, you know, or somebody that relates to the... It has to relate to the movie. You know, Eminem just doesn't scream Compton. You know, John Connor. Where is he from?
I think Connor's just an L.A. cat. I don't know if he's Compton, L.A.
Compton is L.A., yes.
No, I'm saying I don't know if he's from Compton in L.A.
Oh, but, you know, as long as he's from Cali, so I get
it. Yeah, you know, Nipsey Hussle should be on that motherfucker, Dom Kennedy.
MC8.
God damn, please put MC8 on that motherfucker. What's that?
MC8 has to be on the album.
Required. It's definitely required. Maybe Blue? Do you put Blue on there?
Blue gets no play in the ride. He's starving, cuz. He's starving. He ain't eating, cuz.
Wait a minute. John Connor's not from Cali.
Where is he from? Arizona?
No, that nigga's from Detroit like Eminem.
God damn it. This is a motherfucking shady move. Shady.
If I'm correct, that nigga, he's from... You know what? Let me Google. Let me get our checks. Hold on real quick. And I don't remember... only reason I remember that because it had something to do with Eminem. He was on... let me just Google it before I start telling some stories. John Connor is American rapper and producer. Blah, 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 blah. Birth name is John Kevin Freeman Jr. He's from Flint, Michigan.
Damn, he's a Flinter. He's a Flintstone.
He's a Flintstone, bruh. So that nigga's not from Cali either.
Damn it.
So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this album. I'm sure it'll do numbers. I'm sure it'll be number one for that week.
But, yeah, because you only have to sell 30,000 albums to have number one album.
Don't take much. Don't take much. He'll probably have Kendrick Lamar on there because it's California.
Kendrick's on the album, most definitely.
Got to have Ice Cube.
Yeah, got to have Cube.
Got to have Cube on there.
Make sure Cube has a ghostwriter because he's been spitting some boo-boo the past, decade. So, you know what I'm saying?
Since he went independent, huh?
Shit, boy. Since, wow. Cube has spent some garbage.
But he did that cut with Killer Mike where it was dope. Put the pressure on him.
Listen, man.
Dr. Dre gonna pull out the stops. That's all I can say.
He better.
I don't know this nigga. Okay, so before we go into the story, I don't know this nigga. Germ just introduced him to me before we started the show, like his actual music.
Oh, we talked about him on a couple Frocasts, man.
Y'all talked about him on a couple Frocasts. I don't know this nigga.
We talked about the freshman list. Me and you was talking about the freshman that he was on
So I still don't know this nigga. That's what I should be saying. I still don't know this nigga. OG Macko?
Let's say Macko. I'll allow it.
We'll go with OG Macko. He made a song that Jerm introduced me to that will get played in a riot called Beat You Guess It, which is why that was my AKA, because the bass go hard in the motherfucking paint. But this nigga's tweeting some shit and apparently he feels some kind of way. I don't even know that it's bad. Like, I think what he's saying is valid. But when you start coming off complaining and saying shit like that, like we do on every Frocast, you sound like you bitching a little bit. Sound like you're in your feelings a little bit. We're definitely in our feelings when we do the show. I want y'all to know that.
All the time.
Our feelings are for sale, by the way, too, just in case you didn't know that. but he's talking about what he says on here is, let's be honest, black people aren't the ones who get me paid the majority of the time. So why do you think I care when y'all talk? Ooh. Damn. Then this nigga said, who do you see? He shows two pictures of him in concert, sold out arena, all white people up front. Then he got another post. He says, we're the most vocal on an art form and an industry, and we don't even support it directly in mass. When we create it. The fuck is up with that?
And then he, like, you know, I just be saying stuff to get the conversation going. Like, no, bro, these are true feelings, bro. But like I said, OG Macko, whatever your name is, like he just got into a battle with Future. He said something about Future music and Future about his website, OGMacko.com. And put a picture of Future up and then put like, bitch, you guessed it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So with that said, I'll be going to buy Saul Wright immediately.
Yes.
After this show.
Yes.
Because
he has some valid points, but I mean, let's be honest. Maybe the venues you pick are not like black venues. Mm. You know, you might be going to the club where the brothers, like sometimes they come to town. I don't even know why, because you had this dive bar that I would never visit, because that's not typically where we go. And we, I mean, like, you know, the urban culture guys, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe that's why we're not at your shows, or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the people that you with is with artists we want to see, like, you know, he might be, you know, like, who knows? You know, you sound like you like, you know, that ICP type, you know, Tech N9ne music, and yeah, you know, you get money. That's what all the money you should worry about is the green money. Don't worry about if you getting the black dollar, the white dollar, but don't sit there and say you don't care what we think. Like, you know, like, so what? I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes, like I said, Twitter needs like they do have a delete button, but some niggas need to have a delay on their tweets. Like, think about that shit.
That is dope. It should be a buffer, like on TV.
They should ask you again. Like, you really want to post this. And then before you hit, you have to hit send twice. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, who knows, man?
They got shit like that for your phone. Like, so you're not drunk tweeting, which I think drunk tweeting is the bullshit. Like, so people, apparently this is a thing where people get drunk and they decide to tweet shit to people or text shit to people. Mm-hmm. And so they have an app where you, if it seems like you're drunk texting, it'll ask you to put in a code or ask you if you want to send this text. And then it'll send it after you confirm it.
Oh, so they ask for confirmation.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if we got broke up there. But so the app asks for confirmation once it feels like you're drunk texting to make sure you want to, oh, okay.
Right, which I think the idea of drunk texting is bullshit. Like, if you're so drunk that you're typing, you're not drunk.
But you sometimes when you're drunk texting, you just be like, yeah, hey, what's going on? Da 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 da. You know, you be trying to get, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're trying to get your dick wet. Or you got something on your mind, you're feeling emotional. So, you know what I'm saying? You might, I might hit Saul right up at 2 a.m. and be like, yo, Saul, man. Like, yo, this is what we got to do for the show, man. Da, 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 da. And you be like, yo, Jern, what the fuck? It's 2 a.m. Like, yo, what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Drunk texting is not bullshit, Saul, right?
I think it's bullshit. Like, if you, if you're drunk, maybe dialing, pressing the memory on your phone, the speed dial, and talking to somebody drunk makes more sense than texting your thoughts. Like, if you're that drunk, I don't see how you, you're able to find the home keys and shit. It's just odd to me.
So, sorry, you never been by yourself and be like, yo, I need somebody to talk to, or you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get some, you know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, you know, some buns or something like that. Man, anything, man. You ain't never done that. Like,
No. First of all, I'm a very bad barometer for culture. So, I'm a weird motherfucker. So asking me shit like this is probably not gonna get you the answer you want. No, I prefer to be by my motherfucking self. But drunk, I've never been drunk to where I'm inebriated and can't do regular shit. Never, ever. Like, that's not fun to me. I don't like that drunk shit.
Yeah, drunk, being drunk is whack now. I mean, you know, it's just because it's like you have no control over yourself. Like, yeah, you know,
that's just, I don't like drunk females. I hate drunk females.
Oh my god, they're the worst.
Oh my god, I'm not comfortable. Like, even when I see that shit like on Snapchat or some shit like that or Instagram, I'm like, I don't want to see that shit. I'm not a fan. But anyway, I agree with you. I think that some of these niggas need delays. What do you think about what he said though?
I mean, it has validity to it because he provided proof. And a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, he was saying that, you know, he made the little bitch guesses on because it's ignorant. He said people respond to that. But his other music, like, nobody knows any other songs by the guy. Because he did that to prove a point, saying, like, yo, y'all think that's the kind of music I make, which is not. And so, you know, I make other kind of music, but only black people only really like, you know, the bitch you guessed it song. You know what I'm saying? They don't like his other song or whatever, you know, the new shit. He just dropped a song the other day. I don't know the name of it. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, that just goes to prove it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he does have a point. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I think the delivery was all wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, shit, you know, my homegirl Rhapsody, who I support all the time on these shows, she says the same shit. Niggas with opinions don't support you on iTunes, and y'all niggas like my weak, easy rhymes, but y'all don't like this complex shit. Like, I get it. Everybody has the same complaint. Talib and Common, all you niggas got the same complaint, but what are y'all doing to change it? Like, at one point, Talib had a whole label. You remember that shit, Blacksmith?
Yep.
And it dissolved.
Damn.
Like, how does that happen? You had all these motherfuckers on there, and then nothing came about. Like, that was supposed to be the whole movement. Ninth Wonder is kind of got that whole thing, a bunch of lyricists together, and it ain't took off. Fonte is out here dropping house music. House music. When the nigga was Lil Brother, y'all, hey, do they have a platinum album?
Ooh, Lil Brother knew. Yeah.
Do they have a gold album?
Probably not.
But since he been with Foreign Exchange, them niggas is getting Grammy noms.
Mm.
So it's not far-fetched. What he's saying is not off. But when you tweet it like that, saying fuck your opinion and shit like that, you're going to make people look at you crazy. Matter of fact, I'm looking up Little Brother right now, and I don't see any platinum or gold albums. I don't see... Here's the fucked up part. I don't see an album selling over 200,000 copies.
Damn.
The Minstrel Show sold 117. The Listening, which is regarded as a classic by most people, hasn't even broke 100 yet.
Damn.
Get Back, which is one of the albums that everybody heard that was banging in the streets, 56,000 copies.
Shit.
Them niggas did 1 week numbers right now. That's Future's numbers. on Get Back. Left Back didn't even chart. So, god damn. But Little Brother's the group. Y'all niggas ain't shit, man. Mm. How many of those albums did you purchase? Not own, but how many did you purchase?
I got, you're talking about the Little Brother.
So you got The Listening?
I have it, but purchased the Get Back, Left Back, and Fonte album.
What about The Minstrel Show?
I have it. I didn't purchase it.
Damn. You part of the problem, Jern.
I'm not. I'm just saying, man.
You part of the problem. You didn't purchase the albums. You are part of the problem, bro. Congratulations, Jern.
Oh, man. Come on.
You're supposed to be the people. You're supposed to be the leader of the people. And you ain't even purchased the goddamn albums. You bought Fonte. You bought Get Back. You bought Left Back or you didn't buy Left Back?
I bought Left Back, Get Back, and Fonte album.
What about The Minstrel Show and The Listening?
I didn't buy those.
God damn it, John. You part of the problem, man. That's all I got to say. Speaking of problems, speaking of Future's numbers, Future has a problem right now. Russell Wilson, his baby mama, Sierra. Sierra's going to practice. Russell Wilson is a football player, in case y'all don't know, for the Seattle Cheathawks. I just don't like them niggas. They ain't my division. They ain't my division. Fuck the Seahawks. One of the blackest teams in football, though, so I kind of like them, but I just can't. Anyway, so he's dating Sierra, and she's showing up to practice with the goddamn child, Future's son. It's Future Junior, right?
His name is Future. No, he's not Future Junior. His name is just Future.
Future's here. I thought he was a junior.
Future's real name is not Future. His real name is his name is Future. Yeah, it's something weird like that.
His nigga name is Joel.
Or some shit like that. It's some weird shit.
Let's get our goddamn fact. Let's get our check. Because we're going to go ahead and check this shit out, too. I'd like to know what his real name is. I'm always curious about this shit. Oh, my God. Nevadius?
Yeah, Nevadius.
Nevadius Demon. Demon? Demon? I don't know. Nevadius Demon Wilburn. this shit cleans up real nice at the end, don't it? Mm-hmm. Nevadius Demon Wilburn. So his son is Future Zaheer with Sierra, and she's showing up to practice with the baby. And Future feels some kind of way about this shit.
As most men should.
Why should he? He got like four other kids.
But still, though, it's like she's doing it. She's using the kid. She wants to pick a Kardashian. She's using the kid for, you know, photo op purposes, because it was said that, you know, Russell not with all the paparazzi and shit, but she wants that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, she using the kid as a photo op and, you know, have Russell with the kid and pushing strollers, holding the baby. Like, first off, y'all ain't been together 6 months. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you just can't be having your kid, like him playing stepdaddy already. Like, I don't like that shit. Don't like this already.
He's a Christian dude. He came in and embraced that when he got into the relationship.
Nah, bro. You just, like, I mean, as a woman, you should be careful who you bring your kids around and before you introduce them. Like, yo, the kid is 1 year old. Like,
time out. So she should be careful about bringing him around Russell Wilson. No,
just around men, just period. Bring your child around your people you're dating, because you don't want the kid to get attached to somebody that might be in your life temporarily. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, she, that's dirty. That's dirty.
Is it bad for her to bring him around Russell Wilson, or worse for her to bring him around his motherfucking daddy?
That's his daddy. She laid down with him and fucked him raw. So, she, you know what I'm saying? She laid down with a nigga that had three or five other kids or three or five baby moms, whatever the situation is. So, she makes bad decisions. Let's not act like Sierra has been. She almost like an industry groupie now. You know, Bow Wow hit. Amari Stoudemire hit. Like, who else? We don't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. She been in all these. She make bad decisions, man.
I'm not saying that she don't. But if the baby daddy ain't shit.
How we know the baby daddy ain't shit? He live in Georgia.
I'm giving the comparison, right? So if we go by society standards, you have the baby daddy who has other kids outside of wedlock with other women, and you have a guy who said that he's going to wait until y'all get married for sex. How is it bad for her to bring him around Russell if that's the image that she wants him to grow up in, instead of the father who ain't shit, apparently? How is that bad?
It's bad because, like I said, this is just the situation how I'm looking at it. you as a single mother now, you know what I'm saying? That boy has a daddy, and you just can't be, you know, she's, like I said, she's parading the boy around for the photo op. It's not, you know what I'm saying? She like, I think she's forcing the kid on him. Like, you know, like she take care of your baby. Like you should be at home. That like, you shouldn't have, you didn't have to bring the kid out there to the damn, to the camp if you was going to be out there. But, you know, don't you have some dance moves to be working on? You allegedly have a tour coming up. Tour what? I don't know. You ain't released no music, but still, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And you know what I'm saying? I think she was using it for the photo op, and I'm not cool with that, to make Future jealous. And she won. She succeeded in that, but she also made herself look bad. Because, nah, you ain't supposed to do that, man.
I don't understand. Now, you know Saul Wright loves the women. Yeah. I'm not trying to cape, but I don't understand how she's getting the brunt of this. If she was out there with Russell Wilson without her son, I think it looks worse than her with him.
No, it doesn't. That's not like, listen, I'd rather not see no pictures. So, sorry. Let's say you got a kid. Let's say you and your wife.
Here we y'all go, using me as the barometer again.
Huh?
I said, here we go, using me as the barometer again. You know my answer going to be weird. Go ahead.
Okay. Saul Wright Jr., you know what I'm saying? You and your lady split up. Saul Wright Jr., you know what I'm saying? Saul Wright Jr. is a little kid. You know what I'm saying? A little Saul Wright. She goes on. She moves on a new relationship. But fresh relationship. Now, this is a new boyfriend. You see pictures on Facebook, her with the boyfriend holding the baby all, you know, looking all familyed up. How you going to feel about this, all right?
I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to be pissed. Okay. But that doesn't mean that everybody should feel the same way I do about the situation. If I was cheating on my wife and she took a picture with the next nigga with my baby, I'm still the asshole. I'm still fucked up in that situation. Because I'm cheated, which is why she left.
But she knew she knew what she was getting into. She knew what kind of dude you were.
That don't mean that I'm a stick for it.
You know, and everybody came for Ciara talking about, oh, Future embarrassed her on TV when he said after they had sex she wanted to pray and all that stuff. And, you know, and I, come on, man.
I think it would be different if she was out there speaking on it. What she's doing right now is she's being a mom. She has a kid. She has a boyfriend that plays a pro sport and is in the limelight. And she's being a mom. She's not out there talking down on Future.
She should be at home teaching him how to count or watch the Sesame Street or Elmo or something. Not at football practice with Russell Wilson jersey on. Like, why he can have any other player jersey on?
I'm sorry. It is the summer. Is there school in session?
He's one.
Is there school in session?
He could be at daycare.
Why does she have to be anywhere except with the mom? What if she's homeschooling?
She should be at home watching Sesame Street instead of at practice. That's for wives and family. You're the girlfriend. Get out of here.
That's some bullshit. Tom Brady done had all his girlfriends at every practice.
Tom Brady's married.
Now he's married. He dated like 75 other models before he got married.
They wasn't there, man. Tom Brady's all about football. He didn't have no attention. I mean, come on, man. It's time. Don't bring the GOAT Tom Brady in this, man. He had nothing to do with this, man. Tom Brady got a lot of problems on his own right now, man.
I'm just saying, I think the double standard. I think niggas is mad just because it's a kid involved and y'all feel some kind of way. Like, Future ain't out here thugging and community.
If he would have like a Beast Mode jersey on or a Beast Mode shirt on, it probably wouldn't have stung so much. But he got a Russell Wilson shirt on. Like, that's his pops.
That's the nigga he sees every day.
Yeah, see, he shouldn't, though. She should have her own. They done moved in playing house, shacking up and shit.
Well, then, does Future have custody?
Nah.
Why don't Future have custody?
I don't know.
Because he got four other kids that he ain't responsible for.
He is responsible for them, probably monetarily.
Oh, well, that don't mean shit. There's a lot of niggas paying for kids that they don't see.
But I'm just saying this, though, Saul, right? She shouldn't interject the kid into the relationship so quick. Like, you know, as a man, she might scare this man off. He'll be like, yo, I'm really not ready to be no dad. Like, I want my own kid.
But that's obviously not the case.
Well, we're going to see, Lily. We're going to see. Because if they make it to the end of the year, man, I'd be surprised, man.
What's the time limit for when you should bring the new guy around your kid after a breakup? What's the time limit? What should these single women be doing, these single mothers? How long should you be waiting before you start taking pictures with the new guy and the kid?
I'm going to say 6 months to a year, man.
What if the baby daddy, now again, I'm not saying this about Future. What if the baby daddy ain't shit and the new guy that you linked up with is a soulmate?
6 months to a year.
Why? What is it magical about
it's
6 months?
It's a vetting process. You got to know the person, and you know, don't just you know be meeting them. You know, oh, that's my son, and you know, because you know it's just awkward. It's just awkward. You know what I'm saying? So you know, yeah, 6 months to a year. Because I got to see you. You gotta see if the person gonna be around. What's the point of me getting my kids, you know, a revolving door of men, you know, like, oh, so this is the new guy, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, well, what's going on, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You know, just come on, man. It's just, like I said, just bad timing.
So the kid is a year old?
Yes.
Like, doctors show that kids don't remember shit before the age of two anyway.
Okay, but so still.
If Russell Wilson is gone before this nigga's 2 years old, he's not gonna remember that nigga anyway.
But let's think on the internet. He's gonna remember. Oh damn! I used to be hanging with Russell Wilson. Shit, yeah, you know.
You're like a puddle of a person at that point. It doesn't matter.
Yes, man. Y'all just you know, like I said, just that look good, man.
So you say 6 months for the pictures. How long should you be dating somebody before you get married?
I mean, that's whenever you want to. I mean, I think you should live with somebody before you marry them.
Okay. Like
y'all should cohabitate for at least 6 months before you get married.
This 6 month thing keep popping up for you.
It's just because that's half a year. That's enough time to know. You know what I'm saying? That's enough time to know. Like within 6 months, you should know pretty much what you need to know about a person to see what kind of person they are. And so, you know, that's why I'm harping on the 6 months, man.
That's usually 6 months is usually when the bullshit starts to wear off.
It's hard to keep a front up for more than 6 months, man. It's hard. Like that's six, you know, that's 6 months to a year. Like you can front for somebody for 90 days. You know what I'm saying? But that 6 month time, you know, it's a little different.
This shit. You've been listening to too much Steve Harvey.
I listen to no Steve Harvey, man.
Sound like you read that goddamn book, man. I don't know. It sounds like you read that book. So
maybe I didn't. I read a lot of books, all right.
This is true. I need to get on your level with that. I don't know. I think if Future feels some kind of way, he should just do better in general. So like,
get back with his baby mama then?
Should he do what?
You saying he should get back with his baby mama?
No, I'm just saying in life you should do better. Like if you feel some kind of way, you need to be talking to Russell Wilson about somebody who's going to be around your child. That's who you need to be talking to.
That's what I'm saying. But the mom's supposed to make all that happen before, like clear it with him. Like, yo, you don't mind and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? That's just like you know, that's just the order of operations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, if me and my wife split up and I got with a new chick, I'd be like, yo, I want you to meet, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, the kids meet and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be around, so, you know, I want y'all, you know what's going on. That's just, you know, out of courtesy. And she should have did that, which she didn't. She's doing it like to rub it in his face. You know, not saying that him being in the video with butt naked strippers not rubbing in her face, but he's a rapper. That's what the image he has to portray, you know? That's, you know.
So why did they break up?
Allegedly, Future cheated. What I'm hearing, y'all was doing threesomes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I mean? But you know who you was getting with. It's like you thought you was going to change him?
So part of that I agree with. If you know who you're getting with, being upset because shit turns out that kind of way, you look kind of foul for that shit. Exactly. I agree with you on that. However, when you get with somebody and you know who they are and y'all have a conversation and they say they're going to work on changing or some shit like that, or there's some kind of circumstances around that situation that makes you say, okay, we're going to rock it out, and they still violate it, then you got a problem.
Mm.
So if Future was cheating and she left because Future was cheating, why am I checking with you about the well-being of our son?
Cause that's still my son, regardless of how our relationship ended. Our son, if a relationship doesn't work out and his kids in the relationship, the kids, once kids are introduced into the relationship, they become the priority. And the, you know, because either if the relationship doesn't last, you're still gonna have kids together and you have to make that work. That's why we have, you know, the issues that we have today, because you know, when the relationship goes sour, the kids are the ones suffer because, you know, let's say mama don't like the way that the man treated her during the relationship and he wants to see the kids, but she hate him, so she take the kids away. Or the dude, like, you know what I'm saying, fuck that bitch, I ain't doing shit, I ain't paying for nothing, fuck that, because, you know, the relationship, you know what I'm saying, so he don't pay his child support, or he don't come see his kids, or he don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, on both sides, they let the relationship come before the kids, when I think once you have kids, you have to put the kids first. I know a lot of people, this is new agreement now that, you know, people saying you should put your marriage before your kids, your husband before your kids, and I'm just like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? That makes no sense to me, but, you know, that's very selfish, I think, but cause there's a way you can manage both, you know what I'm saying? Cause your kid's not gonna be in your house but for 18 years, you know what I'm saying? You know, that what how you feel about it. But then after that, you still gonna have to, you know, live with your wife or your spouse, you know what I'm saying, make it work. So, you know, that's just how it is.
So, and I don't disagree with you there either. But if the agreement, for the agreement to stay in place, the relationship, as us as a family, means that you respect the rules that were set for this relationship, the groundwork. Mm-hmm. And as a man, you cheated, which is apparently something that is violating the groundwork, regardless of threesomes or not. You lose the right to be putting any input on what the fuck I do with my half of this relation, of this family.
No, I do not lose the right because I still have a child that I'm legally and I'm responsible for. So
if you was responsible, then you would have kept your word.
I might suck at being a husband. Might suck, but I might not suck at being a father. And I still okay, I'm not a husband no more, but I'm still a father. You know what I'm saying? And then unless I don't want to have nothing to do with the kid and I relinquish that title as father, then yeah, you're free to do whatever you want to do. But you got to run, you know, I am his father. So you got to let me know, like, hey, we're moving to Seattle, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, really? You know, I got to know these things.
Leaving the state makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Like, who I date. I'm willing to bet that if Future had Zaheer, if Future had Future, when he was cheating, that means that kid met a lot of women, right? Is that reasonable to think?
I mean, Future might have been not a grimy nigga and had a little butt naked around his little boy, his son. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know.
I don't know. I feel like there's certain responsibilities. Like,
I think Future's his persona is working against him in this case. You know what I'm saying? Nevadius might be nothing like Future. You know what I'm saying? But
very true. Very
you know,
true.
And so, you know what I'm saying? But we're looking at Future the rapper and thinking, you know, and we're holding against him. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think is working in his, you know, is hurting him in this debate. So, yeah. So.
Okay, so that's very true. Maybe Future is a great guy.
Yeah.
How does Sierra lose points for bringing her kid around another great guy? Russell Wilson's a great guy, right? He's giving up his seat, first class seat, to military people. He's doing speeches. He's owning up. Like, Russell Wilson's that dude. He's trying to be the greatest guy in the NFL. He's one of those people. Do you not agree that he's a great guy?
I mean, bow, you know, standards, he's a good guy.
So if Sierra is bringing her kid around a great guy, how is she still bad?
She is bringing, because she, like I said, he's, on paper, he's a good guy.
Right.
But it's just like, you don't, like, maybe the boy get attached to him and then, you know, you never know how, you know, kids, you know, he might be at that time where he just, you know, get clingy with Russell and then Russell be like, yo, Sierra, this not working out. And then the kid might be like, yo, like, where that guy at? You know what I'm saying? It's a possibility, man.
I don't know. I think it's weird. It's interesting to see how people stand on this issue. Meanwhile, you know, motherfuckers cheer when Eminem talks about having his daughter. And that nigga done killed his baby mama on every album he's ever released. Every album he's killed his baby mama. But Eminem get around his daughter and it's all good. I don't understand. Shit's weird to me, bro.
Yeah.
And I know that your take on this is different because you actually have kids.
Yeah, and I'll be upset. If I was Future, I would be upset.
Even like, if you did Queen Jerk Grimy.
Even if I did wrong, I'm gonna be like, yo, how you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why you got my kid around this new nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, like, damn. You ain't got to damn tell me. You ain't got to get my permission. You can at least drop the line and tell me, like, yo, bruh, I'm with this new nigga. I want him to meet the kid. You know, since I think this one's going to be the one. You know, I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying? But just let me know. Even if I'm mad or not, you got to tell me.
Why? I don't understand.
You owe me that right. I'm still, that's my kid. Like, you know.
Y'all don't even get along.
It was just like when, who was it? Adrian Peterson's son died?
Yeah.
Was it Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
But that wasn't his son. That was like, you know, one of his
stepsons or some shit.
Yeah, stepsons or some shit like that. And, you know, like, he was, you know, why did I bring that up? It makes no sense. Sorry. But no, I'm just saying. I just, like, I don't know, man. I would be upset. I mean, just let me know. Just let me know. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
So, and I, like I said, I get Future being upset. I don't understand the social media attacking Ciara.
Because, you know, that's what's wrong with a lot of women these days. Like, women want to introduce they kids to these boyfriends they just met. And next thing you know, the boyfriends didn't fuck with the little kids or hurt the little kids. And anything happens. Not saying that Russell Wilson would do that things, but these things happen. Every girl ain't going to meet a Russell Wilson as they the rebound nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, don't let this get you, you know, don't get it fucked up. Because, you know, it's just like, especially the girls of Ciara ilk, they have bad decision-making qualities of men they pick. And, you know what I'm saying, she lucked up. She got Russell Wilson this time. It could have been worse. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, ladies don't need this. They don't need to make a practice of this. Introducing your kids to niggas you just met. Because, like I said, the niggas, and then it's another nigga. And another nigga. And another, till you find Mr. Right. And then your kids have seen like 9, 10 niggas, mama boyfriends, and that shit fucked them up. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's valid.
My whole take on this issue is, motherfuckers, worry about buying condoms instead of worrying about buying the latest protection for your goddamn iPhone, and we won't have these issues.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas is out here with all kinds of outer boxes and shit for their phones, a new iPhone 6. They got double layer security for their Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, but you're out here fucking raw. Just get that shit flipped around and we won't have any issues.
Yep. Why that pussy pill, $35.
Hey, you know the goddamn men condoms, the men contraception's coming out.
Mm.
You know, the men birth control is supposed to be out in 2017.
Got all these ass enlargements, titties enlargements. I mean, you know what I'm waiting on, sorry, right?
What you waiting on? The nigga dick bras?
Yes. Yes.
The nigga dick bras are coming out here with the fake ass bulge.
Yes. Now I wanted to be realistic, bro. I wanted to, you know.
Right, but it's gonna be fake. Like the nigga's gonna look like he packing 9 or 10 inches, and he pull out a toddler.
No, I'm talking about real implant, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
They got them though.
Nah. I don't want that. I want the real deal. I want them to be like, yo, this is almost. I want them to get better. They need to. That's the. I don't understand why they haven't got a good running system yet.
Cause who gonna do it? Like, if it's available and it's going to cost a lot of money, would you go in there to have surgery on your dick?
Of course.
No.
Why not?
Because with every surgery, there's a risk that it's all going to go bad.
Okay. But so I mean,
you would cut on your meat and the chance that your meat ain't going to work no more.
Listen, I've had one of my balls removed, so all right. Because I'm like,
oh, fuck. I swear, if y'all don't listen to this goddamn show, y'all niggas is missing out. 171 episodes of the bullshit. I swear to God. Get the people your Keep It 100, man.
Keep It 100, man. You know, I be on Facebook, so all right. You be on Facebook, so
all right.
Everybody be on Facebook.
Right.
And we have a problem in, we believe, every motherfucking news article that's motherfucking posted. I see people clicking, I mean, posting the craziest shit. I'm talking, man, they believe the shit. And then you have to search and say, hey, y'all going crazy. Oh, I'm never eating at this place again. They put rats in their chicken. I'm just like, so KFC, you really think KFC is putting rats in chicken? Okay, this one plate, da-da-da-da-da. Well, okay, all right, so read the article. Oh, it's from the satire site. Oh, this one says, people, stop believing these bullshit-ass stories or at least search it. Read other damn related stories to it in the thing and just see how outrageous this is. It doesn't sound believable. And it just pisses me off because there's a lot of black people posting that shit and you have to tell them, hey, man, it's fake. Oh, okay, well, I just thought because, you know, no. Just, hey, man, listen, we need that motherfucking confirmation button on Facebook too because a lot of people believe all this dumb shit. I mean, stupid shit. Oh, Meek Mill get dropped from MMG by Rick Ross because he said that Rick Ross is gonna drop. Meek Mill's high right now. His name buzzing. He's not dropping them. And then, oh God. So yeah, that's my Keep It 100. Stop believing the bullshit, please.
Can I add on to that?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Like even if you don't read the article, which you know we'll post some shit just to be the first to post it.
Yes.
You know I'm guilty of that sometimes. I will post some shit and I ain't read it yet because based on the topic or whatever it is. But I'm usually pretty good about checking the reference site.
Yes.
So I may post the shit and then read it later. But if you posted some shit from niggabutt.com.
Yes. Nah Daily.
Nah Daily, fuckabitch.com, or niggasaintshit.com.
Hustlers.
Like, yeah, you just gotta know that shit ain't legit.
Yes.
You gotta know. Just fuck. Just read it sometimes. That post that was going around that said Nicki dumped Meek. Now that came from Complex though, but Complex referenced a site like niggabutt.com.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
There is an L in Complex.
I like that, bro. We should make a shirt to say that. There's an L in Complex.
Can't beef with the homies, man.
Who can we beef with though?
I don't know. It's all right, man. We some OGs in these streets though, man. I don't know, man. We'll find some little website, take their ass down.
Hey, talk,
with an up and coming website.
We lost our credibility the other day because of that Lil Wayne review too. So,
wow, what happened? We gave it a 5.
We probably should have. I think we gave it like a 4. No, old boy gave it like a 1.
Whoa!
When they reviewed it, he gave it like a 1 or 1.5.
God damn!
And I was like, damn, that album's not that bad. That Lil Wayne is not that bad.
1.5, Jesus Christ!
I mean, it was a low one. It was a low GQ Blue voice on that. It was a little low. Matter of fact, should we look it up? I mean, we can get our checks, you know, since it is on our site, nappyafro.com. We should probably talk about this shit real quick. Let me pull this shit up here. Lil Wayne, where the fuck is it? It's not even listening to reviews. It's not even, so that ain't even our fault that time. We tried to find it, and it's not in the reviews. That's not our fault. That would be the head editor's fault, right?
Free Weezy album. Here it goes, sorry.
Yeah, but it's not in the review section. That's all I'm saying. I got the album up now.
Oh, okay.
It got a 1 out of 5. What did you think about that? This is from Nick Nitro.
Jesus.
What do you think? Is it a 1 or was it better than that?
I'm sad I haven't listened to the whole album.
Damn. So you don't even know if it's better than the 1.
Nah, because it wasn't on. It's not on my music site, man. So you know, it was exclusively on Tidal, and so you know, I couldn't listen to it on Spotify, which I'm still rocking out till September 2nd when my 90-day $1 trial runs out, and I'm not paying $10 to switch over to Apple Music, try my free 3 months over there, so that'll ride me to the end of the year.
Just keep changing email addresses, you'll be fine.
Yeah, allegedly. That's what they say.
Allegedly. Let's get our winners and losers. Get the fuck up out of here, man. Who's your winner this week?
My winner this week is Future. He had a number one album again.
Damn.
Future's number one, baby. That album. Now, I like Future album. I ain't gonna front. I was drinking some Green Apple Crown and some ginger ale the other night. Delicious, all right, man. I say smooth as fuck. Delicious. Listen to Future, and I had a great time. So, yeah, Future's my winner. Number one album. Good-ass album. Blood Money, one of the best tracks on it. I Serve the Bass. That's banger. Anyway, I can go on and on about the Future album, which we're gonna have. It's all right. All right, we have a reader that was upset with one of our reviews. His name on Twitter is like Young Schematics or something like that, and he was upset with our Future review. So he did one. Be Easy doesn't want to post it. Well, he he's confused how to post it because then we have 2 Future reviews on the site. But I said he did it track by track, and but it's like, you know, it's a reader review. Like, I think there's a way we can post it where, you know, we can preface it with like, hey, a reader was upset with our review, so he took it upon himself, or he accepted the challenge. A right one, and you know, I think we should post it. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having 2 Future reviews on the site, but you know, OCD Be Easy, he does, and so
I mean, it definitely could open us up to a whole bunch of other shit. Like, I don't know that if you're respected, if you're a respected review site and you have the people writing reviews and you're posting it up, it sounds like you're endorsing their opinion.
I mean, we just give it and let them, you know, because you know how we feel. Like, if you don't like it, why don't you try? Because a lot of people talk shit about a review but won't sit down and actually do one. So for him to take time and sit down and actually do it, I think, hey, I don't see no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot of people that talk shit. Oh, you stupid motherfuckers gave this a 3. This deserves to be a 4. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And so he didn't like it, so he did his own review. And I just think, you know, we can have a little, not just for a whole lot, because then, like I said, it might open up to everybody disagreeing with every review. But just for him, you know what I'm saying, for this, like, you know, because we're the realest site out there, we do shit like that. That's what separates us from the other sites, because we actually interact with our readers, our listeners, and you know what I'm saying, they feel like they are a part of the site. And, you know, I think that's what makes us different. And that's all I'm saying, man, you know, because you couldn't, if you disagree with another website and you email them, they're just going to be like, yo, fuck you, dickhead. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're not going to give you the, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. You're just a commenter. That's all I look at you. But us, we actually value everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
We've had that invitation out there for a long time. We've been around for 8 years. It's been at least 7 years. We've said, if you think you can do better, do better. And nobody's ever taken us up on that shit.
Yes.
Even in the forums. People will talk shit in the forums. Like, yo, post up a review. We'll post that bitch.
Yes.
So this is the first time somebody's taken up. I hear you. I don't know how to present it. Maybe, you know, you call it a reader second take.
Yeah.
Or it's a reader second opinion or nation's opinion. Maybe nation's opinion. I don't know. I'm sure it'd be easy to figure
reader
that shit
reviews.
Out.
I just say call it reader reviews. I mean, you know. That works. I don't want you. Like I said, I just don't want him to feel like he did it for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I feel like I feel flaw as hell for that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
But, I'm you with know. You, man. I second the vote.
Yeah.
I second the vote, man. Who's your loser this week?
Oh, my loser this week is the Florida State Legislature. They are trying to unban concealed weapons on college campuses. This is like the worst thing that can happen.
Oh, my God.
We got to a heated debate today at work about it. Where guys was like, yo, I mean, what's wrong with that? People carrying a gun, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to college. I shouldn't have to carry a fucking pistol. It's not the Wild Wild West. Right. You know what I'm saying? And most colleges have application processes where they try to get students that will make their campus, you know, nice. You know, they want interesting people on college campuses. I don't think they want a whole bunch of gun-toting kids on campus because the shit is just not good. They was like, well, what if somebody comes shoot the school up, then, you know, be prepared. Okay, now we got a gun battle. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, people typically don't shoot up places where they know other people going to be armed. But still, it's just like, that doesn't matter. College campuses should not have concealed weapons on it. And I was carrying a gun to campus every day. Nobody knew about it. Yeah, okay, that's great. But we don't need a whole bunch of kids carrying guns on campus. That's just not good. Because, A, they're fucking 21-year-olds and, you know what I'm saying, stupid-ass kids get drunk, dumb shit happens. And he was like, so if you're at a bar and somebody walks through his car, what are you going to do? I said, I'm not going to be there when the motherfucker get back. And if I am, I'm going to have my motherfucking gun. I said, that's common sense right there. He was just like, I was like, well, who's going to stand there? I'm not going to let you go out and leave and come back and I'm still sitting here like, are you fucking crazy? But then, you know, I just bowed out of the conversation because they were some of the... they thinking like, see, that's what happens when, you know, the left want to take our guns. And oh, I was just like, you know what? I'm done. Bowed out. And then my ISIS fearing friend, he was just like, see, back home in New York, we could have conversations about politics and, you know, we might tell somebody to go fuck yourself or whatever. But then afterwards, you know, we're you know, pat each other on the back and go have a beer. He said, down here in the South, man, you lose friends when you talk about politics and stuff. You know, I'm just like, you hold firm to your beliefs. And I'm just saying that I don't think there should be concealed weapons on college campuses. How it went all the way to people taking away guns. You can have guns in your house. You can have guns on your person. You just don't need them on a college campus. Like, that's not what you're going there for. And so it's just not. It's just not. It's bad. So that's my loser.
I completely agree with you, bro. Them motherfuckers done went crazy with this gun shit.
We talked about Sierra for 15 minutes, but she's my loser also. You know what I'm saying?
Sierra is also a loser. I had a winner. It's from an old story though, so I wanted to ask you about this shit too. Kind of like a Keep It 100 part 2. I read this story this week. I don't know how it came across my timeline this week. Probably somebody posted it without reading it. But it talks about a football player. This is like a couple years old. A football coach suspended the whole team for cyberbullying. So the whole football team, it was like 80 kids. You know, high school sports got all the kids in the world. He suspended the whole team. Apparently, they was acting up, too. So, on top of cyberbullying, niggas was cutting classes and being disrespectful to teachers and the whole nine. So, he canceled them motherfuckers.
He had something else to do.
Well, he told them to get back on the team. No, you had to do community service.
Oh, shit. So, what did he do football season?
This is old. This is like 2 years ago. So, I guess he fucking forfeited each game until the niggas got back together.
Jesus Christ.
But what would you do if you found this out? You know, how many kids on your team? Usually
30.
So 30 kids, you find out that 20 of them are cyberbullying, cutting class, talking shit. Are you canceling the season? Are you suspending them?
Hell no.
You just gonna keep playing?
I'm gonna keep playing, but it's gonna be practice, gonna be hell. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm gonna try to find the ones that's not getting in trouble and they gonna play, but You know what I'm saying? We can't, nah, we're just not going to do that. Sorry.
That's what I thought about. Like, I don't know if he's a winner or loser. When I played football, if we had a shitty game or if somebody was cutting class or the grades come out, usually after grades came out, that next practice was fucked up.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we normally started off by running a lap around the track. That practice was like 6 laps. It was like a mile and a half. And then you had to run wind sprints, or gassers as we called them, and you ran them motherfuckers till the coach got tired, is what he would say.
Yep. One day our coach came out there with a motherfucking lawn chair, an umbrella, a drink, and he motherfucking sat 4 garbage cans in every corner, and we ran until he was just like, I swear to God, boy, we ran for about an hour. I was just like, man, like, motherfuckers was throwing up. Shit was horrible, man.
And we've had practices like that. When we came out there, you coming out in full pads, and he like, you know, the grades came out, and I see everybody's not taking it seriously. So today, instead of drills, we're just running. Yeah. We're running the whole practice. And that's what we did. We ran the whole fucking practice. So this is an extra step. I guess it's something you got to do nowadays with, you know, technology and cyberbullying and all that shit. I guess it's what you got to do, but it's just weird. And speaking of them doing that, this was 2 years ago when the NFL is now doing 1 practice a day. Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
So they don't even get the full practice like they usually have. It's like timed and all kinds of weird shit. All this new commissioner shit. I don't know, man. Anyway.
Just guarantee the contracts. Instead of doing all this bullshit, guarantee the contracts, man. God damn.
Plenty of these cats would play if they knew their money was guaranteed. They would say, fuck it. I will take full speed hits.
Yeah, but all this shit. Yo, I can't fuck this check up, man.
Yep, they'd be like, all right, let's do it. Let's do whatever we got to do. But, you know. Anyway, man, give a shout out so we get the fuck up out of here.
Man, shout out to everybody on staff, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Blue, Dub, Sawright, everybody, man. Shit. Hey, man, shout out to Sawright. You need to start watching fucking Ballers. Good as fuck. You'll like the shit. Denzel's son is acting in it. You know what I'm saying? He plays Ricky Jarrett.
Wait. Denzel's son that played football?
Yes.
The one that got cut by the Rams?
John David, yeah. Him. Oh. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty fucking good. It comes on HBO. You know, all you gotta do is Google Ballers and VOD Locker, and you can watch all the episodes on your internet. And shout out to everybody, man. That's what's going on. Shout out to Ash Dash Soul Dad. And, you know, shout out to Ash Dash Soul Dr. Abrasive. Everybody fuck with us on the Snappy Chappy. And that's it, man. I'm done.
Have you started watching Power yet?
Have I? I've always watched Power, so all right. Come on,
how
man.
How can we never talk about Power?
I didn't know you watched this, all right.
I haven't yet. I didn't know you was watching it, so I guess I'll start watching it.
It's all right. You know how I feel about that.
All right. I won't even watch it. I did watch Mr. Robinson, though.
I don't think you can stop this show. I don't think this... Oh, I heard it's going to be a Friday Night Tights episode 3. I mean, season 3. I heard it.
Whatever. I believe when I see it.
They said it on Twitter the other day, dog. They said it's going to be a season 3.
I believe when I see it.
All right, man. I'm just letting you know, man. So, yeah, you can watch Power. So, all right.
I can watch Power. And fine. Yeah. I watched that. And I watched Mr. Robinson last night. So, that's it. I think his name is Craig Robinson. This is his actual name. That's the dude that was in the office, the back office dude, not the black dude that was in the office sleep all the time. But other dude with the afro. The black dude that was in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay.
He's got a show.
Anything Craig Robinson or something like that?
Yeah, his actual name is Craig Robinson. He's got a show. And Megan Good is on it, which is enough reason to watch. And he plays a musician / substitute teacher who's trying to make his way to get right back with Megan Good.
Okay.
It's an interesting show. I don't know how long it's going to last. Brandon T. Jackson's in it as well.
So, you watched the first episode, so all right, I'm going to say.
I did. I watched the first 2 episodes, bro.
Hey, this is it then. Death Kiss.
So, shit's over.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Robinson, but it's all right. The motherfucking Dream Crusher has motherfucking. Hey, god damn, boy. He don't even know what happened to him right now.
I try to support, man. That's all I can do. I mean, so maybe I need to watch BET Uncut. Get that shit off the air.
Get rid of that. It's been gone for like 10 years, so all right. We needed that back.
I'm going to get it cut, though.
Damn.
We black people, man, we just talked about how we don't support our shit.
Yeah.
When they gave us the news shows, when they gave us Teen Summit, we had all the positive shows. Y'all niggas wasn't watching it. Now we got fucking BET uncut. Y'all gonna still talk shit about BET? It's hypocritical. You niggas ain't shit. Be easy, just Texas. You know, this breaking news. We just got a drop. Apparently, we got a drop from somebody in the Fro Nation. Yep. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but you will start off the show this week.
Yep.
Whatever the fuck the drop is. So, you've already heard the drop. We at the end of the show. That was the drop that we talked about. That's how the fuck it goes.
I'm a machine, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So, props to you, whoever the fuck you are, for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you for all y'all that come and rock with us on NappyAfro.com. This is the Frocast, the blackest podcast, period. We know it's a lot of other podcasts out there. We appreciate you rocking with us. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. You guessed it. I was going to say bitch, but I'm trying to clean it up for the back half. And King Germ, we will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
NappyAfro.com.